If you're ready to confront your destiny, if this is the moment that you've been praying for, tune in and listen to your cosmic cheerleader, Commander Lady Athena, for cosmic pep talks, for closet Christ. The show is the voice of the Ashtar Command. The call is for you to step forward into your greatness. Be listening on Wednesday. We have an appointment with destiny.
Greetings in the light of the Most Radiant One. I'm Commander Lady Athena, and you're listening to the voice of the Ashtar Command. Tonight I'm really excited because it's a topic that I absolutely love to speak about. And the topic is miracles, signs, and wonders upon the new earth. So let's do a nice attunement to begin with. Take a deep breath and bring all of your consciousness to focus in a great central sun in the center of your chest. With each breath, expand in great and ever-widening concentric circles, expanding. Observe that you have within your very center being a tiny little solar system with an itsy-bitsy little Earth and all the planets right in the center of your being. Keep expanding. See the whole Milky Way galaxy within you. Keep expanding and keep going until billions of solar systems and galaxies and universes and the very cosmos itself becomes your garment of adornment. Put on the cosmos. Now fill it with your holy breath. Breathe new life into every single quark of existence. Own it all the beauty and majesty, all the miracles, all the possibilities. And now set yourself within the new template of the new earth. Just position yourself there and take dominion. But keep expanded. And remember, you wear the cosmos. You are adorned with the brilliance of every stellar world. The atoms of all existence are inhaled each time you breathe. And it is the one breath of the divine that fills you, that sustains you, that recharges every cell of your being. So when you take a deep breath, breathe in infinity. Breathe in the cosmic prana, the vital force. Breathe it into every cell and speak resurrected life code into each cell of your being. That is your heritage. That is your birthright. That is your destiny. Tonight you're going to be anointed and filled to the degree that you are ready to receive. The Lord Jesus, Sananda Kumara, Emmanuel, the Most Radiant One, is in charge of this entire transmission this evening. And though he uses this instrument, he will be working with you one-on-one and personally. If you've wanted to be baptized by the fire of the living spirit and filled with the abilities that would enable you to walk in the same degree of empowerment that Jesus, your elder brother, walked in, this is your night and this is your opportunity You are being asked to make a quantum leap by faith into an entirely different dimension of your understanding of yourself, who you are, why you're here, and what your vaster and greater purpose is. You are being repositioned to embrace of your highest divine destiny. You are being called to undertake what is known as a shamanic death to all that is old and outworn, outgrown, and onerous and heavy upon you. Doff it just like an old garment, torn and no longer befitting you. Just cast it off and stand in your beautiful, radiant, fully encoded light body. You're already worked and reworked into supreme, majestic, cosmic proportions. Oh yes, even as you slept, even as you went about your daily work, it was being done to reposition you back into that divine image and similitude that you were crafted in as the I am that I am, the divine isness that never left the heart of God except in a dream of projected holographic engagement. You are being called, beloved. Open your eyes and see the Son of the living God in your own being, within you, breathing you, beating your heart, enduing you with a power which transcends all of the limited paradigms of the third density outpicturing that you've imagined for some time was real, but is nothing but a distortion, a reflected grotesquerie cast into the shadows of that which never was. As you stand in your awakened self, it will seem as if you had awakened from a silly dream that you will laugh off and go forth striding across the galaxies with great steps and leaps of joy. I speak somewhat in metaphor, but do not think for a moment that I speak in vain, for what I say is so, and it is something that is your heritage. It is yours, not something you have to earn. It is simply received, like a little child might lift their hand to receive a sweet cake from the hands of the mother. Take your hands, beloved, now. Open them and lift them. And say to the all that is, I am ready to receive. I ask to receive that portion that is mine. That level of quickening, empowerment, activation, integration, and realization that is my portion at this time. And I receive it with great joy and gratitude. And I thank the all that is for the all that I am. Deep breath, integrate, 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 bring that energy all the way down into your feet. Thrust it into the soul star in the center of the earth. And let your head stay out amongst the stars of the galaxy. The earth is as a tiny little loving marble revolving around the sun of your innermost being, that Christ itself, that is your true divine beingness. And as we now go into our topic for this evening, we're going to be putting some words out there, but really the words are just to enable the encodements of light to begin to take that unique configuration that you've been calling your divine purpose, your ministry, your mission, your anointing, what all you have called it. And we will bypass many, many things tonight as we take that stitch in time that saves nine. This is a metaphor Ashtar uses when he is collapsing and accordion pleating time and piercing through that fabric of time-space into new possibilities for each one of you. That means for many of you, you will not go forth from this evening show in exactly the same way. In fact, not a show, but a seminar, a transmission directly from the High Council of the Greater Central Sun Worlds. So, tonight, I want to bring to your attention that the Hopi elders joined in concert and agreement with the other indigenous elders have assumed that we are now in the fifth world. They've also affirmed that there's no chance of our falling back into the old ways, for there is no turning back from the fifth world that we have now entered. We have, through grace, bypassed the greatest point of danger, according to them, one that had we proceeded on the way that we were headed as a collective humanity, could have led to a nuclear holocaust and a third world war. However, the elders of Earth and many star nations have guided us to a higher cosmic path and destiny. So we have shifted into a new version of the Earth, and yet with our individual pictures of reality somewhat intact, so that we were prepared through inner means and transports of spirit. An inner dialoguing took place, and encodements with the language of light was occurring, even as we went about our daily life and slept. Now great knowing and certainty lie within each one of us, awaiting but our recognition. Now several thousand individuals will be enmantled and divinely called to a level of spiritual empowerment and anointed beingness, and they will be used by the Holy Spirit to operate at a specially high level. It's not that anyone's excluded, it's just that there's going to be some who are more prepared for whatever reasons, and they will serve as a collective, let's say, a vanguard. They're the leaders of the pack. And from their anointed beingness, the fire of the living spirit will then spread to supernaturally enmantle all of us who dwell within this new level. So, how can you know if you are called to minister at a supernatural level? I think those of you that have been called recognize what I just said, and you're feeling a chill go all the way through your body. You may be hyperventilating in some way, taking in those spasmodic breaths that sometimes occur when the Holy Spirit is breathing you in a new way and setting in a new frequency. But whatever you are experiencing, believe and trust that you have indeed been called and that you are now to step forward and actively apply the energy to an appropriate expression. Seek out ways to express yourself in divinely empowered ways. That means you're going to have to sacrifice a lot of idle chit-chat and time-wasting dialogues and activities. Those of you who are among the few thousands, it's going to be at least a minimum of 3,000, maybe more, those of you that are being specifically called are going to have to realize that your life is not going to be the same. If you're being called at this level, a lot of things are going to be rearranged in your life to where you're going to feel like you've been picked up by the heels and everything's been shaken out of you except your divine glory. And it's not even your divine glory, but the glory of the Father manifesting through you. So the more empty you can be of personal agenda, needs, wishes, wants, and all the litany of many petty things that the insecure little ego self is constantly conjuring up, the more empty you can be of the personal, the more the transpersonal and the suprapersonal, the supernatural, that which goes beyond the natural laws of the material world, the supra-paranatural will fill you. So if you're ready, make your consecration to that, make it sincere, and it will be done. So these ones that are going to be carrying the super special endowment of anointing will be operating right out of what's considered the normal laws of the material plane. They will be doing things that completely bypass the laws of time and space and limitation. So obviously, they are operating in the higher bodies of light that have, again, the five bodies of light that have been extensions of your vehicles of manifestation in their hyperdimensional aspect. Because everything you have has a quantum atomic particles that go beyond the natural understanding of the endocrine and chakra systems, and even the dimensions that you have learned to designate as your benchmarks of progression. All of that goes out the wall. In fact, you go into this like a little child. You go into it completely ignorant, trusting that as you need to know, your ability, your stepping forward, will be matched by the ability to do. That's your key. So when you see a need, let's say, and you feel that uprising of the Spirit of God within you as an inspiration, an impetus to step forward and minister to that, whatever it is, you will find at that same instant your willingness is matched by the empowerment, the anointing, and the ability. So these special ones will manifest miracles, signs, and wonders, and serve as forerunners of a galactic Christ-conscious race. And as we move now into a binary sun system, which the new Earth is in, a binary sun system, two suns, we no longer are under a quarantine, but we openly have dialogue and exchange with other galactic citizens. And that is part of the need for this group of beings that will be able to have exchange energetically and in communication through hypersonistic or hypersonar, telepathic, telethought, not even thought, but there is a communication that goes beyond even the paradigms we have set of understanding communication with higher advanced races and beings. We don't have a dialectic yet in place that can make that something you can talk about smoothly at this point. We're finding new ways of being and new ways of communicating. And again, they go beyond what we have defined as the so-called norm. Now, some of these beings that are especially anointed are now children, and they are fulfilling the biblical prophecy that a little child shall lead us. I heard of one little three-year-old blind boy who was healed during a charismatic healing crusade. And upon hearing that Jesus could heal everyone in the same manner, the little boy immediately went forth and started touching all of the people that he saw who were blind. And every single one of them received their sight. They were all healed. This little boy, you see, didn't have all of the conditioned consciousness of limitation that we pick up like so much dust that overlays our radiance and clogs the arteries of our greater revelations and our greater understanding. It's like a spiritual hardening of the arteries, you know, you just sort of began to dam up those streamlets of miraculous possibility when we think we know so much. So one of the things that has to go is the thought that we understand what anything is for. Like a little child, we need to have everything reinterpreted in the light of this new day and this new earth. So age is no barrier. I didn't want you to get that idea. But it's just easier because with children, again, you have the open, trusting hearts. And their minds aren't filled with all these concepts and beliefs and limitations. They hear, they believe, they act in faith, and miracles are happening. In fact, they're happening all over the world, and especially in third world countries where they have only faith. Many of them have accepted Jesus in their lives. And the Bible is maybe the only book or the first book they've ever read in their lives. And they totally accept it as the Word of God. And because they have absolutely no shred of doubt whatsoever, they are doing the exact same miracles that Jesus did. These children, these people, these simple, pure-hearted men and women and children, many of them in Africa, some of them in India, some of them in China, different places in the world. And this has been called the ministry of the children. Not only children, but also people who are childlike and innocent at heart. So the ministry of the children can include people of all ages, but it's one of absolute innocent simplicity and trust. You walk by faith and not by sight. You don't believe the evidence of your flesh eyes and your flesh ears. You listen with spiritual eyes and spiritual ears. That's why Jesus was continually saying in the Bible, let those who have ears to hear and eyes to see receive the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord is written in you. It beats your heart. It breathes you. You are an incarnation of the living Word of God, the same as Jesus the Christ. No difference. The only difference was that he stepped forward in full faith, and we kind of slogging along, you know? But that can change. That changes when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, which Jesus will give to you and quicken in you and stir up within you and fan to a blaze, a blazing effulgence, if you ask him. If you ask him aright, he will fill you and give you that same power that he walked in. He wants to. He's eager to. So, this ministry that's taking place in the third world countries includes resurrections from the dead, which are occurring in so many numbers now they can't even count them, including some documented cases where the actual resurrection was caught on camera with all of the documents signed by the morticians and the doctors and various witnesses. Yes, you can actually buy a DVD that shows a man that was dead for over 3 days in the coffin and resurrected. These things are happening. Why don't we see it on CNN? Well, hello, give me a break. You have to know where to look for these things. But if you want proof, if you want evidence, it's there. You just got to kind of, you know, change the channels that you're watching. Begin to consider other things. Because with this shift into the new earth, just to browse the internet, you'll see all of these different scenarios people are buying into and believing. And some of them are very, very awful and fear-based. Why would you want to embrace a thought system like that? Why? You know, we don't even go there in this show because it's unnecessary to. You're being asked again to take a quantum leap away from the world of appearances and into a dynamic world of spirit that operates completely through the coinage of divine love and outrageous faith. Complete faith and pure-hearted love. That's the coinage of the new realm. In fact, the biggest key to establishing yourself in the new earth is heart coherency, which according to scientists is 0.10 hertz, that's the vibratory frequency, of the unified field of the heart and mind, expressing as living love. So living in heart coherency actually triggers 1,400 biochemical changes throughout your entire being. So just consider this. Living from your heart, from heart birth feelings of loving kinship with all life and active goodwill, and sharing and cooperation and gratitude, these states align you and sink you in with the new earth vibration. Moreover, when you live in that state, it will cause the old earth of strife and pain to absolutely vanish from your experiential reality. You won't even notice it anymore. So maintaining heart coherency is, of course, something that we need to be very vigilant about, very vigilant. So for a while, you're going to be real careful where you go and who you associate with and what you get involved with, because you're maintaining a new, completely new momentum. And bear in mind that every thought, word, and action is evocative. That means you call forth and make manifest a particular state, which is either one of two emotions, either love-based or fear-based. Those are the only two emotions, according to Jesus, which means you are either calling forth truth or illusion and fortifying it by every thought, word, and action. So thoughts, words, and actions solidify into habits, which harden into character, and thus you reap the consequences of all your thoughts, words, and actions. So each thought, each word, each action either leads to greater life and light or self-destruction and darkness. And each thought, word, and action either serves to usher us collectively further into heaven on earth or hell on earth. Now, most of the people listening to my message tonight have already made that choice into the higher state of the unified heart. So, digressing for a second and showing you the polarization is just to serve to delineate for you the two very, very opposed, diametrically opposed thought systems and worldviews that you encounter every day, and how you will transcend them both to that unified field at some point. But until you do, you have to watch where, again, you place your feet, because it's a walk of extreme vigilance as you are learning to operate in a new way. So, again, back to the miracle signs and wonders. You are now being called to manifest miracles that suspend all of these previously set third-dimensional belief systems and limitations, so forth. And each individual is to uniquely embody the one divine spirit, but each of you in a very different, unique way. So, again, it is not by your might and not by your power that you act, but by the Spirit filling you and using you as a divine instrument, which is what Jesus did. So each one carries specific gifts, each one of you. There is no need for you to ever covet another person's gift or mimic or try to imitate. Some of you are messengers. Why do you keep listening to channels? Why do you keep parroting the words of other people? Find your message. Find your voice. You're not going to get any brownie points for mimicking somebody else's work, somebody else's ministry. Do you know, it's so interesting. We embody the one spirit and the one divine love in billions and billions and trillions and gazillions of different unique ways, like a snowflake. There's no two alike. And your only duty, beloved, is to be who you are. That's to truly be yourself, not your human self, not your ego self, not your false self, not your intellectual self. You, capital S and capital Y, yourself. Which is you at your divinely most empowered, most excellent, best. That's who you are. Equal to Jesus the Christ. Co-equal heir, sitting right next to him. Even now, as we seemingly are mucking about this earth, we are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Why? Because we've never been here in any real sense. It was all phoned in. You know, it's all holodeck. But I've been over that many shows, so you're familiar with that line of thought. But think about it. What if you imagined the whole thing? What if you've never been here at all? What if you're simply being restored with some added expansion to a state in highest truth you've never left? But you did gain some awareness. Experiential awareness counts. So your dream episode here in time and space was not in vain. You just got a little bit too attached to the scenery. You know, you're just passing through and you thought you were supposed to build your mansion here. Uh-uh. Your home's not here. And yet it is. You know, we live in a paradox. All of it's illusion and yet all of it's real. None of it matters and yet it's all tremendously important. In highest truth, we've never left the heart of God and yet here we are. So you learn as you expand into these greater paradigms that both sides of the coin are equally true, and yet both sides of the coin are equally untrue, and yet in highest truth, I am that I am, and God is. So learn to be comfortable with the paradoxes of higher spiritual consciousness. Have fun with them. Don't take anything too seriously. And yet, you know, you do take God seriously, the divine that has been incarnated in you as you, is indeed something to pay attention to. And the rest, it's window dressing. It's scenery, you know, on the train of life. So, beloveds, you're being called to a new level of your being. Light emissaries here on Earth assignment are often driven from early childhood with a sense of higher purpose and mission or message or destiny. And, of course, these children and people are called geniuses and child prodigies and so forth. But again, all of these advanced people and children that we see on the planet today, and there are many, are forerunners of the new Earth human, the new Earth human. And yet, there's again many of you that have taken maybe 40 years of living a seemingly average or normal life, only to have had recently, or being prepared to have, an abrupt change of consciousness. And some of you have already embarked upon a totally different life expression. And some of you are just now getting prepared to do this. So again, there's a dramatic change of consciousness where you feel like you're dying and everything has come to a stop. But again, be present with your process. Don't try to make it something it's not. Just be with it in full faith that it's all going to come out good. Everything in your life is designed to usher you into your highest, most excellent divine manifestation. You can trust that 100%. Not one person will be overlooked or ignored. So what is important, beloved, is to discover who you are. What has God created you to be and do? And you're only here to be yourself. You're not here to live up to anyone else's expectations, demands, opinions, or persuasion. You are here to be you. Only you. Capital Y, capital S, divine self. So, again, many of you have selected very difficult life patterns of greatly contrasting experiences. Why? Well, to test, stimulate, challenge, strengthen, and draw forth every little possible crumb of experience that you possibly can from yourself. And so the impactful relationships you've had, the heartaches, the heartbreaks, the seeming failures, disappointments and frustrated plans of your less than fully awakened human personality, I have to add here, was all part of your training, part of your preparation, part of your deepening and ripening and maturation so that you could carry the anointing of living in unconditional love, which is the greatest power throughout the cosmos. That's what you call the Christ consciousness, is that unified field of unconditional, pure, divine love. No tainted ego. So the gifts that are being poured out now upon everyone, everyone that will receive of them, are specific to you and your nature and personality. They fit you just like a kid glove. So, again, you know, there's no comparisons. There's no greater or lesser. There's just you functioning and operating in concert with your nature and your gifts and your talents and abilities. I use the word anointing. Anointing is when the Spirit of the Living God is functioning through you. It's different from having the ego or, let's say, for instance, another spirit or entity operating through you. That's not anointing. Anointing is only when the Spirit of the Living God, the Holy Spirit, the whole Spirit, your Atma, your divine spirit man, it's only when that one is occupying you fully And remember, that is you. You know, there's no separation between you and your divine self. The part that you think is separate is a total fiction. That's what we call the ego. And it doesn't really have any eternal life to it whatsoever. It's just a little phantom, a little figment of your imagination that you keep company with for a while until you awaken. But who you are is completely divine, completely one with the divine spirit. So your way of operating in the gifts will be unique to you, even though, say, for example, in the field of healing, there are many, many who will be operating in the healing gifts, but your way of operating will be unique to you. So how can you tell when you're in your anointing? Well, number one, it has a sense of timelessness to it. You just lose all sense of the personal. And along with it, the personal concerns about time, how you look, how you're doing, the opinions of others, all of that just simply falls away. And you are in another world, at one with whatever it is you're doing. Many call that being in the zone, which is good. So when you're in that zone that transcends time and the personal and all of that, you just lose track of yourself entirely. You're in your anointing. And number two, it's easy. It's absolutely effortless when you're operating in your anointing. And you lose all sense of physicality and limitation. You don't feel your body. You transcend the physical dimension entirely, and likewise, you are energized and refreshed and never drained when you are flowing in your divinely inspired, anointed gift. And one other thing, you don't pick up people's stuff. You only pick up people's karma when you believe you're the doer. When you are innocent of doing and you know it's the spirit acting within you, you are not picking up any stuff. That's a big key. You know, people that think they're healers or think they're teachers or think they're this or that, they get the results of the doing themselves because they believe they're the ones doing the action. So again, it's getting empty of the self-definition that enables you to operate in the whole spirit, or Holy Spirit. So your spiritual reason for coming into incarnation, I think you've probably noticed by now, it seems to have a life of its own that preempts every lesser agenda. Truly speaking, that spiritual destiny is really what you want to do. That is really the cry of your heart, ringing out above the whimpering of your lower addictive demands. So that little self can't understand the new earth and will atrophy as you live in this vaster self. It'll just atrophy and fall away. It's like a snake skin that you wiggle out of and it just kind of, you know, dries up, falls off of you. So you don't have to worry about your little self or your ego or anything like that. All you need to do is live in your vastness. Just keep remembering, I am divine. I am made in the image of God. I am seated now in the heavenly places with Christ Jesus. There is nothing that the Christ within me cannot do. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The Father and I are one. You know, anything that you can pull forward from your study of the scriptures or empowered statements that remind you of who you are and what you're called to be and do. You need these little props to remind you, these little cue cards, until it becomes just an absolute natural, normal way for you to be. You've gotten immersed in material lives for so much that you have forgotten that you are miracle workers. So it'll take a little while, in some cases maybe, to keep reminding yourself until eventually it's something you never forget. So you only need to heed the call of your highest destiny in spite of who or what you need to look beyond to do so. So never feel guilty or like you have to apologize for calling the for obeying the call of spirit within you. That's the only voice you need to hear and heed. You can ignore everything else. Just let it go. So it's nobody's business to tell you what to do with your life. That is your prerogative. That's why we don't look to follow gurus. We don't look to join a cult with some leader that tells us every breath to take. We don't do that. We don't join a church where a dogma is digested and regurgitated every Sunday and you just kind of lap it up. No, we don't do that. You can go to church, but take the Christ, I am that I am, as your presence as you walk through the doors. Minister to people while you're there. Don't go there and just suck up energy. Go there to bestow a blessing. Go there as your enlightened self and shed light. You don't even have to say a word. It'll just shine right off you. The anointing will just spread all over people. So you don't have to refrain from participating. You just carry that divine cargo wherever you go. You import it. So for a little while, there's still going to be a semblance of a world of polarity out there that you'll seem to see. But, and you know, every now and then from the dark recesses of the subconscious, of the ego mind, a little phantoms, little imps will creep out to see if they can distract and dissuade. And you just need to learn to counter them with the word of truth. You know, when something comes into your mind and says, oh, well, you can't do that, or who do you think you are? Say, get thee behind me, Satan. I don't take counsel from negation and limitation. I only listen to the Spirit of the living God. The Spirit of the living God always tells me what I can do, not what I can't do, what I can do. So the minute you hear that can't do imp speak, banish it. You know, shine it away with the light of your magnificence. But don't listen to it. So you're to stand forth as a spiritual warrior to safeguard your own divine right to live and breathe and be yourself. And be true to the life that you're being divinely called to live. So this new earth, again, requires you taking a quantum leap. And you can't pussyfoot into the new earth. You got to go in there like the roaring lion of Judah, you know, and take your space. So you're going to leap into the unknown through trust. You're not going to see your way. You're not going to understand your way. Your mind is not going to be able to figure it out. So you've got to let go of that imperative to understand and have information. You know, it's constant questions, questions, questions. What question do you have? You don't have any question because everything you need to know is revealed to you if you sit still long enough and look, and if you need to know. And your curiosity is not going to be fed, only your anointing to be of service. Your anointing, by the way, is not for you, ever. The anointing is not for you. The miracles, signs, and wonders and empowerment is not for you. It's to serve life, all life, regardless of race, creed, color, situation, circumstance, or environment, or gender preference, or any other consideration, or political affiliation, or lack thereof, or belief or religious affiliation, or lack thereof. Unconditional service to all life. Otherwise, you don't get the anointing. You're just living out of an ego opinion. That doesn't get anointed by God. You know, He's not going to empower you to perpetrate illusion and error. So again, the anointing comes by being in attunement with the Spirit of truth within you, which again is the whole Spirit. And how does it speak? Through your conscience. Uh-huh. Your conscience is the Spirit of truth bearing witness to whether you're acting in truth or error. And it will jerk your reins if you are entering into error. You know, the more white your cloth is, the more you notice every little speck. Okay? You are pristinely pure white in your light field. So the tiniest little grain of dust is going to really be an irritant to your conscience. You don't have any wiggle room anymore for kowtowing to illusion and error and deception. You have no fellowship with darkness. Light has no fellowship with darkness. That means you're going to have to let a lot of people go that are headed down the broad path that leads to perdition. Because the path you're on is narrow and few find it. Because few choose to look or care where they're putting their feet or where they're headed. So you're going to really be looking at your life and your associations and reappraising. The Spirit of God within you is going to be discerning those with whom you move habitually and live and interact with. And you're going to be lifted, out of those miry pits. If you call upon the Lord, He will lift you out of the miry pit and set your feet upon a high rock. And He will be your fortress and your tower and your safe harbor. And all of the things that you need will be manifested out of that complete devotion in which you walk with the Beloved in absolute full faith and trust. There will not be one thing that will be denied you. And you won't have to think about it or be even concerned. Everything you need comes to you through grace. Once you have made the Holy Spirit's purpose, the only purpose that you would fulfill, everything else you can be carefree of. I think it's a good trade-off, personally. So, again, walk in a great loving, a great acceptance, a great embracement of whatever is coming down in your life. That is there for a reason. Find a way to forgive it, grace it, walk through it gracefully, and keep going. You know, don't let mud stick on your feet. Keep your feet clean. Watch where you step. And know that what you need to know is revealed. Nothing is denied you. There's no big ogre in the sky denying you from your full birthright. In fact, on the contrary, there's a silent witness of the saints and the elders and the rishis and the mahatmas from ages and ages and ages watching you that this very instant. And all the beings in all the advanced worlds, they're watching you and they're cheering you on. The earth is doing a marvelous, marvelous, first ever rapid ascension. Wow. And the earth species is awesome. The human is amazing. So you're being feted and lauded and praised and applauded by all of this company of silent witnesses, cheering you on and saying, go for it. We're with you. We're backing you. No, you can't see them. What would be the purpose of faith if you could see everything? You know, if you see it, that's not faith. That's seeing through, the carnal eyes. So when you see through the eyes of faith, you see a different thing than if you're looking through the carnal eyes. You have a different sight when you look through the eyes of your heart, so to speak. So ask the Lord to open the eyes of your heart. And He will. And you will have that heart vision and that heart mind and that heart insight. So everything is perfectly orchestrated, beloveds. And we are in that time when we are to truly celebrate the fullness. And as we do, we find that we become aware more. Because where you put your focus, there it becomes present in your awareness. So I trust that you will be engaged in raising your sights now from the things that are outpicturing in the outer world and begin to put your attention on how you can walk more and more in heart coherency and more in sync with the entirely new way of being. And begin to step into your gifts, step into your anointing. Don't hesitate. Just step out in full faith, and you'll watch God perform miracles through you too. But don't look to perform miracles. Just look to be available. Just look to be empty so that you can be filled with this greater self, this greater spirit, and let it have the glory and the honor and the praise. You just disappear from your self-importance. So let's go out chanting. Let's do Hugh. Take a deep breath. Bless